Today we finish up San Bernardino with part two because it is our county seat and lots is going on there. So much is going on in San Bernardino County. There was a San Bernardino man arrested after police confiscated 17 firearms. And yesterday we shared with you about the party shooting that left one dead and eight injured on May 21st. So these are just some of the headlines, but it is often that we hear this. So continue on with the history, and then we will continue to pray for San Bernardino. So after Brigham Young and the Mormons left in the fall of 1852, Colonel Henry Washington, a United States deputy surveyor, erected a monument on top of Mount San Bernardino, through it ran the baseline from which surveys in the southern part of the state were and still made. The community thrived in 1854. As we left off yesterday, it was officially incorporated. So after that, gold was discovered in Holcomb Valley in the 1860s, and men and women started pouring into the mountains through San Bernardino to try their luck. For a time, there was Belleville in Holcomb Valley was the largest city in Southern California with 10,000 residents, and it almost became the county seat, losing to San Bernardino by only one vote. Times were rough and hard, just like the men who came in search of instant wealth, and numerous internal problems plagued the God-fearing settlers. The community survived, and both the library and temperance associations were created at this time. As the last years of the 19th century waned, the giant railroad companies eventually found their way to San Bernardino, changing it from a sleepy town into an enterprising city. The Santa Fe, the Union Pacific, and the Southern Pacific Railroads converged on the city, making it a hub for their Southern California operations. Competition between the railroads set off a rate war, which brought thousands of newcomers to California in the great land boom of the 1880s. By 1910, the year that the San Bernardino Chamber of Commerce was first organized, a well-known landmark is the arrowhead that sits high on the mountainside, clearly visible since long before the white man came. The figure has many legends concerning its origins. The Indians, well aware of the medicinal value of the hot springs, often gathered there to bathe. The Mormons called the mark the Ace of Spades. The arrowhead is still visible as far away as 30 miles on a clear day, so look for it sometime when you're driving by. Although it was believed at one time that the Indians had made the arrowhead to mark the location of the hot springs, geologists now say that it is a natural phenomenon. As the years went by, San Bernardino floundered and flourished with growing pains, as all communities. Good times went hand in hand with the bad. Today, of course, San Bernardino has grown into a civilized urban center, modern community, and their motto, "The future is ours." So we pray based on that, God, that their future will be yours and that they will have an enduring spirit that's full of vitality. We pray, God, for its economy to increase and to have people in more variety of jobs. We pray, God, that the home of the county supervisors is here, and there's a lot of key leaders, which we will pray when we pray for the county altogether. But we do pray for the current city council to come up with some creative, wise ways in order to reach the people in the city with some boost in the economy, a decrease in the crime, increased catching of criminals, a lowering of gangs, an increase of education that has healthy ways in service jobs and other types of jobs that they can actually get further along. We do pray for the crime to decrease from F and then actually increase in its grade and get a better grade. We pray for a decrease in the drug crimes, especially. 41% is one of the highest in our county, if not the highest. And that the vandalism, theft, and burglary that follow thereafter would go down. We pray for the Central Detention Center, the San Bernardino City Jail, and the Central Valley Juvenile Detention and Assessment Center, that God, you would raise up Christians in there that would serve the people there with dignity, and that also prison ministries would rise up to go in there and would be free to go in there and minister to these people and help them be transformed. We pray, God, the poverty rate is way too high. It is one of the top ones in our county at 30.6%. One out of every three people are living in poverty. We pray, God, that that will change as they learn to use their money wisely and as they turn to the Lord. There are some issues with abortion here. There is a Planned Parenthood, one of three in our county. The other two are in Victorville and Upland. And then there is the FPA Women's Health that also gives abortions. There may be others. We believe there are more, but these are the two largest that we are aware of. But there are also two alternative clinics, the San Bernardino Pregnancy and Family Resource Center, which is a Christian one, and a Sure Pregnancy Clinic that does not perform any abortions and lets this people know, the women know what would happen if they did have one. So God, we lift up all of these places. We pray that less and less women will go to Planned Parenthood or the FPA Women's Health, and they will be more likely, and that somehow, God, that they would go to the other two where they can hear of what would happen if they actually go through with it, and that the numbers would decrease at the abortion clinics and someday stop altogether. And that the alternative clinics would be flourishing, that they would see that there are so many people out there, so many couples wanting a baby that can't have one, and an adoption would be an amazing gift, that they would not live with regrets as a result because they've given the child an option to live. We pray for intercessors to rise up with courage and faith to believe that, God, you would move in the churches. We pray for the believers and that they would pray for the believers and an outflow of the Holy Spirit in their lives. We pray for prayer groups to grow and pray with fervor, that strongholds would be broken in the name of Jesus, that oversee the crime, lawlessness, abortions, poverty, and fears that are ravishing this area. But we believe, God, you are greater. We pray for hearts to be broken over sin and that the love of God would grow in their hearts. We may pray that those who know the Lord humble themselves and pray. May those who do not know you yet discover your mercy and hear and see of your greatness and turn to you. We pray for laborers for the harvest, for churches to unite in events that reach the communities in most need, for outreaches to the poor, for recovery groups for the many struggling with the drug addictions, those selling drugs be caught, sex trafficking lowered, especially on the street that is like Figueroa, I forget the letter. Anyways, there's a main street that does that sort of stuff. We pray for those that are in prison, that ministries would rise up to the prisoners and help them get delivered, healed, and transformed by the gospel and in the name of Jesus. For an outpouring of the Spirit of God over this city that would bring such amazing results that reformation would occur in every sector. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.